Thank you, sir.
Todd, I was going to ask one thing, if we could hold Everett maybe for 5 more minutes for the next item.
He's on the clock.
He wants me out of here.
No, that's fine.
Just for the next item, number 7.
Scott, don't forget your umbrella.
I'll take it up.
I was waiting for Julie to make. Okay, item number 7 on the agenda is guidelines for public comments. This was added to the agenda to the last meeting, and basically the feeling is that I, as the chairman, and I ask for Everett to say in case I say something wrong here, not proper, but I, as the chairman, should limit 3 to 5 minutes for public comments. I think that's what the council pretty much does, is allow the public a certain period of time, unless it's all prior approved. It must be pertinent to the committee, not an individual agenda or an individual situation, but something that's pertinent to the committee. Anything other than a verbal presentation must be pre-approved by myself. And again, I'll use the process of emails of advising that we may be seeing something other than a verbal presentation. And
I would even like to see if there's going to be any handouts or PowerPoints or whatever done. It'd be nice to see that in advance, if at all possible. But you know, we just want to make sure what happened last time won't be allowed to happen again. And you weren't here, but it was. We came in and there was a table set up here with a projector on it and a computer, and a totally inappropriate personal attack made before we shut it down with a PowerPoint presentation that began with erroneous assumptions, conclusions, distortion of fact regarding some things that's going on with FAA right now, things that's going on with some proposed legislation federally. It was misquotes and it was right from the beginning. It was someone distorting facts, figures, to promote a personal agenda, and it turned into a personal attack to the point of having a slide of a bandit with a mask and saying thief. It was a hamburger. Is that what it was? It was. At that point, then I had even suggested we need to have some guidelines for this. We can't allow anything like that to happen again.
So what do you? I had 3 to 5 minutes. Must be pertinent to the committee. Other than verbal presentation, must be pre-approved by the chairman. And what is your?
My suggestion was that any handouts or PowerPoint presentation be made available to the committee in advance.
One of the problems, if I may speak, is if you look at something in advance to approve it, then someone can argue that you're limiting free speech because you're then commenting on the content of their speech. You're allowed, number one, you're not required to have public comment. So that is something you're doing, but you're not required to. If you have it, you are allowed to put certain limitations on it. The best one is time, keep it short. You can indicate that it would be, has to be verbal. If there's any written material, that would be handed to you at that point. You could do that.
How about enough copies for each member of the?
You can certainly do that. That is reasonable. You can definitely state that it has to be pertinent to the committee and the jurisdiction of this committee. So, for example, someone couldn't come in and discuss zoning issues if it had to be concerning airport. But if you get much beyond that, you start limiting the content of their speech at that point.
But the situation involves a disagreement over the way a lease was handled, which is not really within the jurisdiction of what we're supposed to be looking at. So that's why I say it's just inappropriate. It was inappropriate right from the beginning, and each time that it's continued, it's still not within our jurisdiction. This is not the place to be making that complaint.
Right. And you're allowed to state that it has to be something pertinent to the committee. Within the jurisdiction,
Must be pertinent to the committee.
Yes,
and then you all, and within the jurisdiction of this committee.